Oh, shit. Just bumped the thing right off. The spit protector.
Is that what it is? Is that what that actually is? Or is it like a boot, like a, supposed to do something to the sound?
Yeah, it's supposed to make it more crispy and crunchy and crispy. Just a good old, Americans love things that are crispy and crunchy and fried.
Some chips. Some fish and chips.
You ever see those fucked up videos on Instagram? People like cooking. It's obviously for clicks, but they'll fry anything. They're like that one Asian dude that does it. You ever seen his shit?
No, what's
it's like ASMR.
Platform? What platform is this?
Insta.
Okay.
It's like ASMR. It's like very sound oriented. And he like does a bunch of like he'll cut up like a bunch of chicken and crush up ring pops and coat the chicken with ring pops and then dip it in peanut butter and then fry it. And then the whole thing at the end is he goes, would you eat this? And he takes a bite.
What's the purpose of ASMR?
ASMR.
ASMR? What's the purpose of it?
I
never understood it.
Don't know. It's apparently it's got to be a sexual thing. People get off to like the sounds. Because on Twitch, girls will go, have you ever been on ASMR Twitch?
I know, no. I'm like, I don't know what it is, though. But I just don't, I never understood it. I didn't know if it was like a sexual thing or what.
It has to be. I went on it one time, so I was making a Twitch account. And I was like, let me just see what's up. And you have your Fortnite, your Call of Duties, you have, then there's one section called Hot Tubs. And I was like, huh. And I clicked on it, and it's just girls sitting in hot tubs. And then somehow from Hot Tubs, I got into ASMR. And these girls will have custom-made microphones that they suck on and lick on. And you hear the sound effects of, I don't want to do it. I want to, like, do it, but I don't.
Wait, people are getting horny from sounds? What, are we fish?
Yes. So people sit in there, and these girls have thousands and thousands of viewers, and they listen, and their microphones are like, I don't know if they're built like dicks, but they're built like things that could suck on. Like, I kind of want to play it, but I don't.
So you have to have like a, because you got to get that custom made, because like.
Oh, they're sucking on the mics.
Like, what brand makes these mics?
I forget, DC something?
Like, they're like before ASMR, I don't think they even made dicks mics you could suck on.
They go, and guys just sit in there and listen to that.
You
it's a real
be
thing.
So horny to get off to a sound.
You gotta be locked up.
We're getting so horny that we're actually like circling back to like sound. Like, we're getting horny from sounds now. There was once a point where I don't know anymore.
There's a lot of them.
It's hard.
Go
to,
on it. Go
it's
on
just
it.
Hard to witness the earth that I'm living on and not want it to explode.
I
want to
know what the people that are doing while they're listening. Obviously, you have people that you know what they're doing, but is there anybody just at work or are they in the car? And what are they? Are they just watching? Go, if you're listening to this show, go on ASMR Twitch and just I was watching it. I didn't watch it for like one girl. I was just duping around and they're all doing the same shit. They're sitting there sucking on the microphone.
But if you're watching a girl sit and suck, at that point, just watch a girl sit and suck on a dick. Like, why?
Maybe it's guys that are afraid to do that because they think it's gay.
Because porn is a little gay.
Oh.
Even the straightest 100%. Porn. It's gay porn's almost the straightest porn.
Elaborate.
I don't really know. I just know that regular porn's kind of gay because you're still watching another dude fuck.
Yeah, no doubt. I saw a screenshot of a Reddit post of a girl that said, I found out my boyfriend of like 11 years only watches gay porn. What do I do? And everyone's like, what do you mean, what do you do?
Why are you asking, what do you do?
Why are you telling strangers that?
I just found my husband just killed both of our kids with a knife. What do I do?
What does Reddit think I should do? Ask Reddit.
Because you know what the first thing you should do is ask people on the internet who have no investment in your life. Because like asking people for advice that aren't around your life is the worst idea. Because then they'll just tell you what they... People want you to do certain things because it makes them feel better. So like if it's not affecting their life, they're just going to be like, no matter what. That's why if you go on a relationship Reddit, everybody... The answer is always just break up. No one's ever like, maybe you should work on this. Because people just want to see other people break up.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect their lives. It's like why people are so obsessed with like relationship shit, like in the like celebrity world.
Yeah, I saw Moneybag Yo posted a music video and his girlfriend was in it. But there was other girls in it, and the whole comment section. And I actually kind of want to kill myself for even clicking on comments. I don't know what I was doing. A couple times this week, actually, I caught myself going to reels, and I was like, no.
You have to. That's what you have to do.
Bad dog. No. Don't go on reels. Read a book.
We should make shock collars for every time you go on Instagram reel, it like shocks you.
I get shocked 100 times a day. I've actually been way better about it. But anyway, the comment section was like, his girl's name is Ari. And see, this is crazy that I didn't know this. And it's pathetic. And people are like, oh, how is Ari okay with this? Like, look at the way that girl in the music video was sitting on his lap, blah, blah. Real people are commenting that. Like, real people that have bills to pay are on Instagram commenting, why is Moneybagg Yo's girlfriend okay with him being danced on in a music video? If you think about that long enough, it will make you want to end your life.
Yeah, and these people walk amongst us. Like, these are the people
every day
that you see at the grocery store. Like, it's cool to think, it's not cool, but it's interesting to look at someone and be like, I wonder if that's someone that's commenting on celebrities' Instagrams about their girlfriend.
I know actually one person that comes to mind because I've clicked on a random post before and saw them just commenting.
Yeah, I've seen people I follow comment, which I think is, I don't get the point of it really because they don't give a fuck. These celebrities don't give a fuck. But also, I don't know anyone that I've seen like comment something like that though.
No,
that's a whole different ball. Like, that's just crazy shit. You gotta have just the worst life imaginable.
We should start an ASMR podcast. What is the comment section? It actually makes me want to get my phone right now and look. What is the comment section saying during an ASMR Twitch stream? Like, I might have to pull it up. I might have to. I love how thin these windows are. Do we have windows right there? We hear everything.
I think it's just plastic.
It might just be. Like, we hear everything. Listen to how loud the truck is.
It sucks that these
are. Why are trucks so loud?
I wish these mics, we always say, like, I hope the mic's not picking up. I kind of wish it did all the time. So people knew that, like, that there's just so much noise outside.
A lot of noise, a lot of trucks. All right, I'm going to go to the Twitch app.
I wonder if blind people probably, they probably fucking went crazy when ASMR porn got invented.
Oh, dude, but it's like, yeah, they
actually, you could probably just listen to, blind people just listen to regular porn, like, watch it, like, they pull it up on YouTube or Pornhub.net or wherever, and then they, Pornhub.gov, and then they just listen to the porn, and they just assume what's going on.
God damn it. I hate when they ask you to track. Like, do you want to, first of all, what a dumb question. Do you want this app to be able to track you? And I accidentally just said yes. And I'm about to type in ASMR. Now I'm just going to have a clusterfuck. All right.
Yeah, your Instagram ads are going to be crazy.
ASMR. There's all these babes. ASMR Marie, ASMR Katya, ASMR Mooney.
What's Mooney doing?
Mooney has an anime picture too.
Of course.
13 people.
Probably a Sailor Moon reference.
All right, so there's 13 people. Oh, wait, she's taking a break.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, it's lunchtime.
No, it's just an 7-Eleven ad. Break. All right, so there's 13 people. We're on ASMR Twitch. Sorry, not only was there a 7-Eleven ad, now there's a Wingstop ad before I listen to girls suck on the microphone.
Do you think the ad companies know that that's the videos that that's where their ads are being placed?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
Because why would you? I mean, 7-Eleven would make sense because you suck on Slurpees and stuff.
Okay, I have to get out of this. This isn't even a real person. This is just a anime girl in a bikini with like gigantic tits.
Holy shit, we are so far gone.
And it says ear licking and sucking. And ear-licking. There's 13 people in here.
Ear licking.
Let's go to a real, because there's real chicks that do this. All right, let's go to ASMR Katya. 180 people in here, and they're making tons of money. I mean, get your bag. Ah, this guy just commented, so nice.
That's it.
Fucking oh, it's nice. So nice. All right, try play.
Oh, the way you're sucking that mic.
Okay, so you've never seen this before? I'm going to show you this.
Let me see.
Look at what she's doing. This makes me uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
She's just sucking on the mic. Now she's laughing at something. She's running her fingers along the mic. This is so uncomfortable. I can't believe I'm putting myself through this. What'd she just say?
What the fuck? How many people were in that?
Ew! She just said goodnight.
What time zone is she in? It's only noon.
All right, so it's $10. Listen to this. So it's whatever. All right, I got to turn this off. This
yeah, is like, the volume is.
I'm rock hard.
I'm going to come.
So
I'm going to come.
Okay, so for the people that, even if you're watching on YouTube, which you should be, it's a girl. She's sitting on a bed. She has pink hair, and she has this microphone that like is weird. It has like a the end looks like a coochie, and then it's $10 to tip for purring, $20 for kisses.
Wait, $10 per purr?
Per purr, like per purr. For her to purr into the microphone is $10.
Okay, that sounds fair.
$25 for heartbeat. I don't know what that means.
I need to. Can you? Do you want my credit card? I need to know what the heartbeat sounds like.
And then it's $30 for whatever this means, breathy kisses. And you have a guy in the chat named Juan going, "It's so nice."
wait, hold on. So you tip her like $10 in the chat.
Yeah.
And then she does the heartbeat into the thing.
I don't know what that means, but like she does the sound, yeah. We got to go to a different one.
So you could be paying for other people's pleasure, though.
Yes.
Damn. I wonder if there's like a good back and forth, like a good community, like, hey, you got to cover this next one.
Oh, I do not like this. This one is a girl like scratching materials. And it says, chilling out, get some cozy tingles. 135 people in here.
It's noon on a Wednesday. Who are these people at fucking H&R Block in their little cubicles listening to this shit?
All right, there's another one. The girl has an absolute balcony on her. There's 549 viewers. Let's check into this one. Her name's Sharon.
Pop into that one.
People are paying for this.
Anthony.
What'd you say?
I'm talking to my staff about wage rules. Thank you.
Is she German?
I don't know. If you tier 3 subscribe, she does 30 seconds of licking.
How much?
All right, she's talking too much.
Person in Twitch, strict girl.
Wait, hold on. Someone broke the rules.
That follow every single letter of the Twitch DOS. So, don't talk to me about that.
This girl's beefing with someone in the comments.
I like how she's beefing with someone but still talking at that level. It's like that one scene in The Other Guys.
All right. These chicks suck, dude. This is the Wednesday night crew, I guess.
Yeah, like, I think you got to wait till you got to wait till the nighttime, even though that
the big dog's on.
She sounds like she was Eastern European.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
All these girls are foreign. All of them.
It's probably because it's nighttime there.
I just want to find one that I'm talking about where they're not talking. They're just sucking on the microphone. Hold on. Sounds like she's in a dentist chair.
What's that noise?
She's scratching the microphones.
I'm gonna try to guess like what noises either. She's making.
Hold on. These chicks suck at this. Hold on. Let's see what Malinka's doing. There we go. She's sucking on the mic! Look at this!
She's really hosing that thing in. What's it?
Oh my god! All right, I've had enough. Is it enough? I'm sure the listeners have had enough.
They kind of sound like, you know how like at the Masters golf commentators are like, "We got a downhill lie here, and he's gonna use his 7-iron here
for birdie.
This is for birdie. He's got a nice dog leg left here.
Kepka for eagle.
Kepka for eagle and." He's going to take another look at this right here. It's got a downhill lie here.
Tommy Fleetwood going with the 3-wood.
Sharon, if you're listening to this, make sure you make the pot roast tonight and make sure you put it in the crock pot with enough time so it's ready when I get home.
I like the way you caramelize the carrots, Sharon, you bitch.
There's just nothing like a Latin girl with a neck tattoo and just a big ol' ass.
Can't remember the last time I saw a girl with a neck tattoo.
A lot of people are coming at me because people think I'm being like anti boob. Wait, because a couple things I've said, I just said like I'm more of an ass guy, so I wanted to clarify that.
Who's coming at you?
I've had a couple of the ladies being like, "What are you anti boobs?" And I didn't want to make that clear that I'm not anti titties.
What are they DMing you?
Yeah.
They're DMing you and say, oh, yeah, you're anti-boob?
I say, well, I'd have to see yours to know.
Damn.
I didn't say that.
Probably works.
It probably would work.
But, yeah, dude, the ASMR, chicks are just sitting on their beds, licking the mic and just making bank. I mean, shit, I'd do it, too.
So what's your daughter do? Well, she went to East Point. She went to High Point University for about 3 years and then dropped out to suck on a mic.
Mm-hmm. And her name is Kitty Cat Moonlight on Twitch.
Kitty Cat Moonlight 12.
And if you're a tier 3 subscriber, she will purr into the mic.
The purr.
That really makes me uncomfortable. That whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have a weird feeling in my mouth right now from listening to that and seeing that. Like, it's one of those things, it's like my natural instincts. Like, you know when you have, like, a natural inclination, like, you know that something's not right?
Like, when you're peeing, when you're by yourself in a bathroom and you're peeing into the urinal and someone walks in and you start to get the feeling like they might try to kill you?
Yeah, you gotta keep on control.
Like, the hair just, like, your body just knows. Like, the hair on your neck stands up. Like, you just know if this guy might walk up behind you and while you're peeing, stick his finger in your ass.
Yeah, you go into fight or flight mode. That's what I get when I listen to that. And it's, oh, dude.
I go into come or run mode.
Dude. Yeah, that's another one.
That's not, doesn't even rhyme, but.
Nut or fight or fuck mode.
Fight or fuck.
We're either fighting or we're fucking. That would be a good way to combat, like, a robbery or something like that.
We fighting or fucking.
Come on, I'll give you a hand job. Come on, please. Please, get out of my apartment.
If I was a serial killer, they'd call me the hand job killer, and I would give all my victims a hand job. They would be like, we found every suspect. They'd be like, they would find the guy. They'd have him all chopped, like, you know how they put the chakra? Do you still do that?
I don't think they do that anymore.
What happened to this country? Seriously.
Yep.
And they'd be like, this must be the hand job killer. This guy has a load all over his chest.
Yeah, I mean,
it would make me a little bit gay, but it's...
Most serial killers are gay.
You gotta be a little gay to be a serial killer, because you're... Yeah. It's just most, like, this one, gay. You gotta... Yeah. I mean, like, JD, Jeffrey Dahmer. Bundy wasn't gay, though.
JD, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Shout out Dahmer Kid.
Shout out Dahmer.
That's the name of the episode, is Shout Out Dahmer Kid.
101 Dahmers.
That's gonna be the name of it, by the way. 101 Dahmers. Actually, we should make our own Disney where Cruella DeVille is trying to steal 101 Dahmers.
I forget what she looks like.
She was fucking hot.
Cruella DeVille was hot?
Yeah, she had that, like, her, like, that. She used to drive in this convertible. She had, like, half gray hair, half, like, black.
Oh.
If there's one thing I know, it's that, like, you ever look at, if you look at Cruella DeVille, you know she could suck you sideways.
Woo!
She could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
Woo!
You could just tell. Yeah. But I forget what that movie is about. She's just, that movie's actually fucked, actually. Now I remember it.
She adopts all those dogs?
She tries to steal the dog so she can skin them alive.
Hmm.
Which is fucked. It's, ew, like, pretty heavy for a Disney movie.
I mean, we all know what happened with big companies like that. Big entertainment.
Yeah, did you end up watching the Nickelodeon shit?
No, I didn't. I
It's not that good, but it's also not that, it's not that good because it's not that good of a documentary, and it's not that good because you got to hear about fucking these terrible people in the Nickelodeon atmosphere, yeah, just, like, doing fucked up shit.
Weren't they, like, sucking on Josh Peck's nipples or something, like, on set?
Drake Bell came out and said that.
He came out as gay?
He came out that he was molested.
Oh yeah.
So it's not really, yeah.
I mean, where are the parents at? I mean,
why would you let your kid be a child actor? That's fucking, dude, crazy.
So crazy.
I mean, I guess it makes sense to make your, because all these parents end up taking their kids' money anyway. So I guess it makes sense if you're going to have a kid and just train him a ton to be an actor.
Yeah, because no kid wakes up and was like, I want to be on set for 12 hours. I want to work. No
kid. Yeah, no kid's
that.
Like, I want to work my entire childhood. Mm-mm. On a set with adults. Guys holding booms with erections.
It is wild, the amount. How unregulated that industry was when it came to, like, touching kids. Like, they just, it's sad. I don't know. I mean, I think Hollywood has to have, like, a revival eventually. Everything comes back around. So I think right now, maybe they start cleaning it up a little.
Yeah. I don't know. The guy that did the thing to Drake, Bell, so he went to, like, jail, or I forget if he went to jail or he got probation or something, and they ended up hiring him for another show on Disney, The Sweet Life of Zack and Codes. Sweet Life of Zack and Codeine.
Whatever happened to that Asian chick in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody? That girl is hot.
Brenda Song?
Yeah.
I think she's married to someone, like, pretty famous. I don't know if she still acts, or I don't know if she's still actresses or not.
Brenda Song.
Yeah.
Mm.
Her and Ashley Tisdale kept in Zack and Cody. That was a great show.
Throwing fast, but how old were they in that? Because I don't want to sit here and be like, Ashley Tisdale and Brenda Song are hot. And then someone's going to be like, dude, they're 15.
Songzy had...
Well, actually, when I was watching that, I was 15.
Yeah, so it's like, if you remember... if you're is it weird if you remember her, like, you remember her being hot?
Like, if I think Zoe from Zoe 101, Britney Spears' sister, is hot, or I did, that's not weird.
Not when you were a kid.
No, but that's when the show was on.
Right.
PCA, exactly. Pacific Coast Academy. You ever watch that show?
Yeah. Ooh, I see you standing here.
Do I look good, my dear? Do I look good today?
That song really has nothing to do with going to school, but...
Yeah, it's just a... what the fuck is wrong with Disney, dude?
Why is she asking if she looks good? Who's she asking? She's
like, she's 14.
Yeah, no, you don't look good, you fucking psycho.
PCA, Pacific Coast Academy. Imagine a tuition there. It's like on the coast of... It's basically Pepperdine, but high school.
Where's Pepperdine?
Malibu.
This is... I didn't know that.
Pepperdine's in fucking the Boo.
The Peppy D is in the Boo?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. That, think about going to Pepperdine.
I always... thought that was so crazy. Like, when I went to Orange County, when I visited Orange County one time, there's just, like, a high school right on the water. Like, what would high school be like? I mean, that place has just got to breed the biggest douchebags. Just absolute douchebag factory.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Arizona State has so many douchebags. All the douchebags from California coming over here.
That's right. Why do they come here, though?
Because they're too dumb to get in California score.
Oh, yeah, there's some good ass...
can't talk.
There's some good schools there.
Like... Pepper D is a mix between smart people and just dumb rich people. Because colleges like that is all about who your dad or mom is.
Right.
That's it. They don't care.
But you got on the ACTs.
Yeah, no.
Like when your dad owns fucking like Hertz Rent-A-Car. I don't think it matters when you get on the SAT.
Having that power would be hilarious. Like you just fucking own Enterprise.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's crazy how much like, just a few companies own everything, and we're just tricked into thinking there's competition. Like, you know, like, in America, there's essentially, like, under four corporations that distribute and own the food that we eat. And there's like, 1,000 different brands, because what they do is they just make these brands up, and they convince us that we're like, oh, like, there's competition in the market, so I like this more than this. It's all the same company.
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's just, like, the illusion of, what do you call it? The illusion of... competition, I guess.
Yeah, they just, once you get that powerful, you just basically, it's like a Pac-Man character swallowing up, chomping up other companies, and you just scoop them all up and and just get richer and richer. But we should go to Malibu and check out Pepperdine. Like, I think that's weird now since we're a bunch of 30-year-old assholes, but
teach a podcasting class there
at Pepperdine. Yeah, it's like right on the hills, like, of Malibu. Like, it's wild.
That's,
it must be
up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. And they have, like, sports teams too. They have, like, Pepperdine basketball and all that shit.
They have sick ass what do you call it, like, not venues,
how many douchebag facilities? How many douchebags go to Pepperdine?
Well, Peppy D.
Pepperdine enrollment. I don't know why I'm so curious about Pepperdine.
I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued by a school that's in...
Oh, okay. This makes sense. The undergraduate enrollment is only 3,600 people. Holy shit. 42 male, 58 female.
Okay.
Ayo, now we're talking.
Do you have any Pepperdine alum?
Do I know any?
Do we?
I don't
know.
I
was just kind of a question into the atmosphere.
If you've went to Pepperdine, hit us up.
Yeah. We want to have you on the show and ask you about your experiences in Peppy D.
Yeah, I'm looking up the dorms.
At the dine.
Imagine going to Peppy D in Malibu. Like, where do you even... Because Malibu... Have you ever been to Malibu?
Yeah, it's not really a place you, like, can do a lot.
No, it's like a sleepy little, you know...
It's like, for the rich people that want to get away from the shit.
Yeah. I could never go to college there. I need dumb chicks.
I need dumb sluts.
Yeah. I need dumb sluts.
Sorry, I need dumb sluts, and I need fucking bum loser friends to just, like, fuck. Because those people, they're not drinking at Pepper. Unless maybe they're
No.
Probably, I mean, unless they're, like, one of those, like, those kids that that have rich ass parents and just like don't give a fuck.
They're going straight to the pills.
Yeah, that's true. They're going straight to the
straight perks.
They're doing Ozempic during break.
Ozempic and Percocet. Percodyne. Percodyne. I couldn't think of a good one. The fact that you call Pepperdine Peppy D is living in my head.
Peppy D.
Peppy D.
I'm going to go to the dine.
Yeah. When my kid wants to go to college, I'm going to be like, I don't know what that motherfucker's going to say. Like, I wonder.
College is going to be weird as hell by the time.
I don't think there will be.
I don't think there will be either because people are starting to learn how fucking insane that whole thing was.
Or it'll be like college is meant to live away unless faking it about how important it is academically, because it's not.
Right.
Unless you're a doctor or whatever. But I wonder, like, if my kid came to me and he's like, Dad, wake up. And I'm, like, on the floor in the basement.
Just, like, drunk as hell.
I was like, son, what do you want? And he's like, I want to go to Stanford University. And I'd be like, son, there's no dumb sluts there. Go to University of Arizona.
You're going to ASU and you're going to like, my kid's going to be like, my kid's going to get into like MIT and Harvard and be like, there's not a chance you're going to one of those schools. You're going to ASU or U of A and you're going to have sex with a bunch of sluts and you're going to like it.
But dad, I have a full ride.
I want to cure cancer. No, son, no. You're going to go to ASU.
No, you're going to fuck.
You're going to become a communications major at ASU and you're going to do no work and you're going to do a ton of coke and you're going to like it.
You're going to fuck stuff.
Now go to your room right now and start doing blow.
I don't want
to
hear that shit again.
Put your pet. You walk into your son's room and he's doing homework and you go, where'd you learn this? What is this pencil and paper? He goes, you're going to do blow like a champagne.
Put that pencil down. Where's your vape?
Where'd you put that pencil down? When I said get a pen, I didn't mean a pen you write with. I meant a vape pen.
Oh,
every time I hear that door.
The scary thing is, for those of you wondering why we laughed like that, is because the office next to us just opened up their door. But I wonder why. But it is crazy, though, because technically you do have the power to act like that towards your kid.
Yeah, the thing is, you really do. You can absolutely control how success. You can hinder your kid so much if you want.
Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
Ooh, I haven't listened to that song in a hot mini. Have you ever been in that situation?
What?
The Lips of an Angel situation?
When I was in a room on the phone with another girl, girl?
Yeah, I'm asking if you've deliberately. He's with a bird. That's not his girl, and he's talking to his
kind of hard. What's the lyrics? It's kind of hard.
No, no, wait. He's talking to the mistress.
He's talking to a mistress.
But
he's with his new chick, but he's talking to his old chick.
Oh, that was the other way around.
Wait, what? It's kind of hard to talk right now.
He goes, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes
my
I wish it was you.
In the next room.
So he's on the horn with a missy.
Oh, yeah. He's on the horn with another babe.
Right, but his wife or his girlfriend is the one in the bed sleeping.
Yes, but he's on the phone with his ex.
Or yeah,
he goes, I guess we never really moved on.
Right, forgot about
it's
that.
It's really good to hear your voice. Say my name. It sounds so fucking sweet. And then something coming from the lips of an angel. Something. It makes me weak. And then something. And he goes, it's hard to be faithful. Something lips of an angel.
It is hard to be faithful when someone else is the lips of an angel.
I mean, I can't blame him, dude. She was sucking on that thing, yeah. Doing some
spit. I wonder if that's what he means, like lips of an angel. Like, was it kissing or sucking?
Probably. As a guy, I would say sucking.
I feel like angels.
No kissing's making me come back. Like, imagine going back to like your ex bird, be like, dude, I really just miss the way she kisses.
Yeah, someone that's just so good at kissing, it's like better than the sex. It's just so, she's such a good kissy.
It would be so cool if you could just like go to your parent or whoever's asking you, because like I only have one parent in my life. But if they'd be like, what happened with like so and so, and just be like, I don't know, and they'd be like, would you ever consider taking back? And I'm just like they have such a good pussy. Like maybe, like I wish you could just say the real reason.
Yeah, like at Thanksgiving when Auntie Stacy goes,
Aunt
like,
Sheila.
Are you still Auntie Sheila goes, are you still dating that nice brunette girl with she's got
such a good voice.
You ever meet? Are you still seeing that brunette girl that came around here? And be like, no, Auntie Sheila. Honestly, her suck game was terrible.
Yeah, it's the same thing for a reason why. Like, let's say everybody hates your girlfriend,
right?
And they're like, why are you with her? What do you see in her? Blah, blah. And be like, she has a nice pussy.
Like, I don't think you guys understand. That shit's like a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, and that's a real thing. Like, having a nice box.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like it's like a dude having a nice... I mean, I can't imagine, but a guy having like a nice dick.
Be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
It must be so cool. That's where relationships go bad, when dudes have too nice of a dick.
Yeah.
Because then they get cocky, and they can be like controlling and abusive, but the girl is just dealing with it because the guy has a nice ranch.
Right. Also, that has to be where the term cocky comes from, by the way. Has to be dudes with huge dicks acting like they run the place.
Because
there's no way... That was probably the first... Back in the old days when no one was wearing clothes and shit, like when people were writing shit on walls, they weren't wearing any clothes. So like that was probably the way that like you determine who was the big dog or who had the big dick. And that was probably where that whole thing started.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. It is weird that like it goes off... Yeah, because then if you think about it, like the muscular guys try to compensate, but it all starts at... The size of your ranch basically dictates, like, who is running the community.
Literally dictates. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
The word dick and cock comes up in so many words. It's actually crazy.
Yeah. It probably has to do with the hierarchy of a village back in the day. Like, there's no way chief... I got to be careful what I say here. Like, chief...
Littlefoot. Are we doing Native American? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. Littlefoot's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know what... There's, like, chief, like...
Chief Bigfoot.
Yeah, chief, like, bird fur.
Bird watcher.
Chief bird watcher.
Yeah, there's no way, like, he's running the tribe with a small wrench.
No.
Like, I would be like, I'm not listening to this guy. Look at his dick.
Yeah. It's probably why they nailed Jesus to the cross. But like, look at this tiny penis boy.
TPB, tiny penis boy.
They were chanting, and when they were nailing him to the cross, they were going, TPB.
It's like, come on, dude.
Come on.
If you ever become a rapper or like a musician, can you be Tiny Penis Boy?
Little dick. Little penis.
That would already blow up. Because now it's about everything you're doing besides music. Now it's about your act.
If I was a rapper, I would have a name that is like makes people super uncomfortable to say. Like, you know how they have young? I'd just be like young little boys.
Young what?
Young boys.
Young boys?
Or like young children. And people would be like, I don't know if
P. Diddy will sign you real quick.
Yeah, I'd be signed to the P. Diddy labs. Is he still in Cape Verde? Have we found out, like, his whereabouts?
No. I don't know. I think if you Google it, it, like, doesn't show up, like, what's going on with that.
Right.
But the internet's got him in a chokehold. Like, they're just like, he's guilty as hell already.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Like, what if they find out that he wasn't transferring kids for, like, human trafficking. He was actually just, like, transferring underprivileged people to, like, a nicer... like living development, and we find out that he was actually just doing like the Lord's work.
Wouldn't even surprise me. Everything online that's like hot right now, and you almost have to think that's not true.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, it's like I don't know anything about the Lizzo thing, but she didn't stand a chance. First of all, because she's fat.
Whoa! What Lizzo thing?
Like when you know, like this whole thing about she was like she's like there's like a lawsuit against her and stuff about how she's been treating people and stuff.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't matter at all whether she's innocent or guilty. First of all, I think people. Look for a reason to make fun of fat people. So like if you're fat, they'll wait for you to fuck up.
Yeah. Because
people were coming at her with fat jokes, which had nothing to do with what was being what she's being accused of. So I feel like that just. But like no matter what happens, she's done. Because the internet's already spoken.
Did you see the video of P. Diddy and Justin Bieber?
When he's like checking him for a wire.
What is that about? Is that real?
I
like couldn't even watch it because the caption was like, watch how P. Diddy hugged Justin Bieber and checked him for a wire. Bro, what?
Like people will just see things.
What do you mean though?
Nothing matters anymore.
I'm going to watch the video. I didn't even watch it.
He's like patting him on the chest kind of weird, but like just think he's checking Justin Bieber for a wire in front of a ton of cameras. Is crazy. Like they
yeah, that's out of control.
Like the Astros were more like discreet than that.
Hold on, watch it now.
We'll send it.
It is weird what he's doing. Oh yeah, it kind of actually does look like he's checking for a wire.
I mean, he's touching him a lot. But also would you ever check someone for a wire in front of like cameras?
No. That is weird.
Also, I feel like we've advanced past the point of technology where like that shit has wires. Like we have Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think undercover cops like I don't think they wear wires anymore, do they? That's like prisons. Actually, prisons probably do use soap bars.
The next post, the next to that, is Jay-Z is a pedophile and was having relations with Rihanna when she was 15. But people will see that. I don't know if it's true, and I don't, not that, like, that would be terrible if that was the case, but I don't know. Like, I have things to do. Like, I just had to go get new tires. Like, I'm not worried about that. No,
I don't
even, no disrespect to Rihanna or if that's true.
I don't even understand how people have, yeah, like, people that care about that shit online, like, you don't have, like, an AC unit that needs to be fixed.
I've been speeding so much since I got my new tires. I'm just, like, checking it because they're, like, you can, like, tell the controls better in the car.
You start driving like you're in, like, that, you know, in NASCAR when they're doing the caution, they put on the new tires and they're just, like, swerving all over the road. You should start doing that.
Yeah, I should. Dude, you know what today made me feel like? I am in those moods where I want to start golfing again, but then I know it's just going to be not what I picture.
Yeah.
I see all these people golf. Weather's unbelievable today. Like, today is the reason why, like, oh, damn, I remember why I live here.
Right.
And everyone's on the course and just relaxing, just golfing. And I was like, man, I kind of want to do that. Get out there and just. That had to get picked up on the mic. That was a top burnout we've ever heard.
That
either.
Was way louder than the burnout last week.
That had to get on the mic.
Also, I'm just waiting for the
boom.
I would.
That guy died. I wouldn't care.
Oh, I wouldn't care at all. And what I would do is I'd grab that camera and run out there and videotape it. And I'd put it in the episode while he's just burning alive.
Help! Help! Help!
I'm on fire! I'm on fire! Help!
Dude, what was that burnout, dude? It is 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. We're recording this early because Andy's going to WrestleMania. But
also, the speed limit's 10 miles an hour out there.
All that, if you didn't hear it, it was just...
Like, who are you doing that for?
What are you doing, dude? What were we talking about before? Oh, golf. Yeah, I just want to, like, get out there and swing them. But then I realize that that's not how it goes. I'll go out there. I'll swing them. I'll lose my ball. I'll get a new ball. I'll lose that ball. And the whole thing just becomes a big ball of frustration for 4 hours.
Right. Like, golf would be the perfect sport if it was easy.
But if you were good at it.
Yeah, or if you're good at it. It's unfortunately, it's the hardest sport to play, and everyone's bad at it. Like, you're right. It does sound so nice to just get out there on, like, that thin-cut grass and just hit the ball around. But I know by hole six, I'm going to go, wait, we have 13 more holes to do, or 12 more holes to do?
Yeah.
Wait, is that right? I don't fucking know. I don't care.
I get tired. If I'm not drunk, I can't. It's not fun after 12 holes or 8 holes.
Right. I'm a 9-hole golfer. Yeah, I do have to have a little bit of booze in me.
Yeah, I could do 9. I could do 9. 9's fine. But then there's a lot of factors, man. There's, like, who are you playing with? Are they serious about it?
Is there a lot of people? I hate when there's people watching me and shit. Like, that takes me out of it.
And then the group in front of you is playing slow. Because now that I think about it, now it's very stressful thinking about being out there. But when you're seeing other people do it, you're like, oh, that just sounds like the grass is green. It's like playing some tunes, playing something crazy like Jack Johnson.
Yeah. Talking about cooking pancakes and shit.
Yeah, pancakes and the maple syrup.
Jack Johnson be like, making our bacon cakes with maple syrup on top.
See ya, blankets.
I'm in a sea of blankets. I think that's Johnny Mays. But.
John Mayer just in a massive sea of blankets. And chicks are just like, oh.
There's nothing against girls horny than a massive sea of blankets.
Cum stains all over them.
Just lay out. Looks like a painter's radio.
Just popcorn crumbs. Everywhere. My bed had so many crumbs in it the other day. I'm back on the cleaning lady wagon. I went on a hiatus from cleaning ladies for a little bit, and then I realized I need them.
Yeah, I do too.
Because the one thing that always gets me, and if you've been a listener of the show, you know this, the baseboards. I can't – my baseboards have to be fucking clean. I have to lick them. Like, they have to be so clean I can lick them.
Yeah, I want to be able to eat off those baseboards.
Yeah, so anyway, I realized there was some dust and some buildup. So I got a cleaning lady, and she was over there for like 3 fucking hours. But how did I just bring up cleaning ladies? I don't remember. I have no idea what just happened. But anyway.
Yeah.
I said I'm back on the cleaning lady wagon, but I don't remember why I said that. We're talking about golf.
I don't know how we got there. Yeah, I mean, dust stresses me out, and it will never stop. It never stops. Yeah. It's just like these dead skin particles all the time. They're just nonstop accumulating, like, so fucking, like, I know it sucks to clean them, because I know I'm just like, in my head, the way my brain works is, it's just going to be coming back.
Yep.
So I don't wipe my butt after I poop anymore, because I just know I'm going to poop again.
Tweet that. Can you please tweet that?
I'll tweet that.
Tweet that. Yeah, I just, man, it's really bothering me. How did I fucking lose my train of thought about what I was saying? Obviously not important.
Speaking of trains, do you think there's more autistic people now, or do you think we're just more aware of...
Speaking of trains.
Do you think we're just more aware of how much autism there is?
More autistic people now.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, actually, no, because back then they used to just be like, oh, they're crazy.
Yeah, because I feel like, I'm sorry, the more I think about it, I feel like Hitler might have just been retarded.
Why?
Because a lot of that behavior is just autism behavior, like just like yelling and shit off a balcony and shit.
What about murdering?
Sounds kind of autistic.
If you think about it, Hitler was kind of retarded because he's like, I want to take over the world.
Yeah, like that. No one in their right mind thinks that.
No regular person wants to do that. They just want to settle down, have a vacation home with a hot chick.
Yeah.
And like, fuck and eat.
Yeah, seriously. Like, most people just want, that's all they want. They just want like a big sandwich. but like
a Hitler, good sandwich from East Coast.
Yeah, like that's all really people want. And then you have this one guy who's like, just picks a random group of people that thinks that they shouldn't be on the earth anymore.
And he wanted everybody blonde hair, blue eyes, which is so gay.
That's so gay.
That is so gay. I want everybody to have blonde hair and blue eyes. So all pussies. Name one dude with blonde hair and blue eyes that's not a pussy.
Yeah, just all the like the Nordic countries.
Bunch of pussies. Never even been in a war over there.
Yeah, don't come at me with that shit. You guys have no idea what it's like to be in war since birth.
I don't know one dude with blonde hair and blue eyes. Do you? Because I don't hang out with pussies.
I really don't. I mean, I think like only 2% of the population is actually blonde. I had blonde hair like the first like 15 years of my life.
You're like how blonde though?
Super blonde.
Like, come on.
That the yellow on the Bass Pro Shops sign.
Oh, every time I turn my head, I just look at that girl's butt.
Yeah, I try not to. But yeah, I used to be blonde as fuck.
What do you mean?
And then it just changed one day.
You dyed it?
No, it just started changing one day when I was like 14. Now it's dark.
One time when I was into surfing, I tried to dye my hair because all the surfer kids were doing it in school. Yeah, it just didn't work.
Does the sun make your hair surf, or does like just nature know you're a surfer? So it was like, I'm going to give you blonde hair.
I don't know. I think, like, dude, they used to do wild shit back in the day. They used to, like, take oranges and, like, squeeze the orange juice in your hair and shit. And, like, oh, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't know. I think, like, God might just be, like, this guy is, like, smacking the lip, getting tubular.
This guy's in the fucking barrel.
This guy's getting barreled, dude.
Johnny Highboard kick out.
I'm getting barreled!
Have
you ever been barreled before?
In a barrel?
Yeah.
Nah, I've never surfed.
Dude, it's really cool.
I would love to surf.
Dude, it's
like
cool.
I would like surfing more than... I don't think I would like skiing or snowboarding. I think I would like surfing a lot more.
I like snowboarding because there's no sharks.
Sharks aren't going to kill me.
They kill
like 3 people a year.
No, that's definitely fake.
You're letting the mainstream media completely change your view of a species.
Okay, even if I don't want to take the risk. I don't like the unknown under the water. With the mountain, I know what's under there. It's just rocks. I'm not afraid of rocks. I'm afraid of bluefish.
Right.
I'm afraid of dolphins. Everyone thinks dolphins are nice. This ain't SeaWorld, bitch.
Yeah.
Dolphins will kill you.
Yeah,
they will.
They'll ram their fucking noses right in my chest.
They'll fuck you.
Yeah.
They actually will.
They'll fuck me right in my butt.
This is like really far-fetched and out of control, but we should do like a surfer vlog. Like, we should go somewhere, get a cameraman on the beach, and like watch us surf. I think people would get a kick out of that. We could do surfing lessons.
We just need to have someone that can surf that can tape it. Like, I know you're
No. You could tape it, film it from the beach.
Would it be so far?
No.
I want someone like out there with us. Like, I want someone in the barrel with me.
You could GoPro it.
I mean, you've surfed before, so you could probably get me in the bears.
I can get you in a barrel.
That'd be pretty funny.
I could put, like, dude, even when you don't know how to surf, or, like, I was never good, but if you don't know, or, like, let's say you're boogie boarding, the way I would do it is, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, I remember one time I was with this chick, and she was obviously really hot, And I would put her on the boogie board, and then you could basically, depending on the tide, stand up like waist or nipple and just like feed her into the wave.
Oh, right.
And like, so she could catch the wave. That's what surf teachers do.
Okay. That makes sense.
So we could do that, but it's not, I mean, you get the hang of it. I mean, it's like, you just got to go somewhere where it's user friendly. You got to go somewhere where it's not like gnarly riptides and shit. Like, you're not going to learn at Maverick in California.
Right. Don't the waves in Florida kind of suck?
Yeah, I don't think there's good surfing in Florida.
I wonder why.
I think it's like very rare to have good surfing in Florida. You got to go to like California or like Montauk or like fucking Tahiti.
Or fucking Taiwan, who's about to have the biggest tsunami we've ever seen.
Yeah, I think they just got wrecked, by the way.
And then China, I heard China was fucking taking it. There was a report that China had like a bunch of Navy boats like off the coast. China's been wanting to take Taiwan for a while. So I think they're taking advantage of the earthquake.
What do you mean?
They're going to fucking, Taiwan's about to become part of China.
Yeah, but how are they going to take the land?
Because they just fucking, everybody's like, this entire population pretty much has to evacuate for the most part. So China's just going to come in and be like, and they're going to come back and be like, there's going to be a bunch of Chinese people living in their apartments.
A little bit of water damage. But yeah, it's crazy that earthquakes happen like boom. And then it's like, yeah, this ain't over yet.
Yeah.
And a gigantic wave comes. Kelly Slater is just hanging 10 on it.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing is that like you know it's coming, which is nice. So it doesn't just hit you.
Pause.
But like, yeah. Nice. tsunami come would be like if you didn't jerk off for like a year.
Yeah.
And then that would be like a tsunami come. Hit the pussy like a tsunami.
Yeah. Where do I come?
We're like, huh, where? But yeah, like when the tsunami starts happening, you start seeing the water drag out. So it's like, that's got to be like a scary ass
feeling. Oh, yeah.
Because it takes a while for that shit to build up. It's like that. Do you ever play Mario Bros?
Yeah.
No, wait. What's. Yeah. No. Yeah. Samus? Samus?
Yeah.
And it was.
Samus, yeah.
That's kind of what it's like. But that'd be a scary ass feeling seeing that big ass wave coming at you.
Yeah. It's just like earthquakes are crazy, dude. Because there's nothing you can do. There's just nothing you can do. You could wear a seatbelt in your car. You could have a great foundation in your home. The inspection could have went perfectly fine. But if those tectonic plates start teching and tonicking, you're fucked.
Those tectonic waters.
Asian people, dude. I feel like they're always getting hit by shit.
They are.
They're just trooping it out. Like, you know how long they've been trooping it out over there? Is that their eyes literally adapted to bad weather. You know that's why their eyes are like that, right?
I don't.
That's why. It's because their eyes adapted to like debris better.
That could be right, or it could be completely wrong. I wouldn't even know.
I don't know.
Is that a hypothesis? Oh, I thought you were actually speaking.
No, I'm being serious.
You know what's crazy?
I am. Watch this. I'm gonna go. What's crazy?
That there's just certain parts of the world that just keep getting hit with shit. Like we discovered America was like one of the last. Like we found America pretty late in the game. We didn't find it. Never mind. Let me take that back. But we got to America pretty late in the game, and then we just happen to have like overall, we really don't have that bad of natural disasters here.
No, we don't. Look, I was right. The fold, like the Asian eyes, are often explained as part of an adaptation to severe cold or tropical environments.
Interesting.
Wait, but then it says that might not be true. I mean, that's science in a nutshell. This is true, but then it might not be true.
That's all it is.
That's then science.
You can just find out later that the science was wrong. That's like, people, when, who the fuck said, was Sir Isaac Newton the first guy that said the Earth was round, or is that like Galileo or some shit? When the first time they proposed that the Earth was round, they were like, bro, you are the biggest idiot of all time.
Yeah. Like, why would it be round?
Like, bro, it's not round, you fucking idiot. Round, are you kidding me? Round. Oh, what do you think? It's just spinning super fast and gravity's keeping us here, idiot. That's probably what they were saying.
Yeah, dude. I just think that I would, like, dude, one earthquake, I'm out. One earthquake, I'm out. I remember there was an earthquake here, but it's not a regular problem. Over there, it's like, y'all motherfuckers keep getting hit by these gigantic waves.
Right.
Move.
That's the problem, though. Like, they've had, maybe the natural disasters haven't been occurring, because the Earth is, like, so, Earth has been here so long. Like, I don't know how long the tsunamis have been a thing.
How long?
People don't even realize grass didn't even start growing until like the end of like the dinosaur's really? Life. Yeah, what grass didn't start growing. When and correct me if I'm wrong here. I don't think until the end of the Mosaic era.
When did grass start? When did grass start growing?
I want to say it was during the end of the Mosaic era.
Yeah, it was only 70 million years ago.
So there was like, imagine what the Earth looked like way like before grass. Like, think about it, no golf.
Yeah, you can't putt on rocks.
You can't just putt.
That's so crazy. Like, where did it come from then?
Just like the Earth just changing a ton and shit just growing. Like the Earth's always changing.
Grass. Wait. What is the evolution of grass? Grasses evolved from their ancient ancestors as forest edge plants that grew in moist. Oh, it's because it was moist. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that. So dinosaurs had no grass.
Yeah, which would have been
be hard on the knees.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably no Wimbledon.
I was gonna say can't play. Well, I mean,
can't play tennis.
You could. Yeah. You could play on this. Don't they do sand courts wherever?
Yeah, in the clay.
The clay.
It's clay season right now.
I was watching. Is
clay
that
Aiken season.
Charleston's on clay, right?
Yep.
I've been watching that.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of tennis, dude. It's on all the time. It's on all the time. The thing I like about it is how foreign it is. Like, there's no American Fritti ball games, top 10, ATP. You got Tiafoe. But like, everyone else, dude, Tommy Paul, everyone else, especially the chicks. Like, Pagula's up there. But it is so diverse. It's fucking crazy.
That's what makes it awesome.
Yeah, I love it. You could turn on a random tennis match any time of the day, any tournament. There will be the hottest girl you've ever seen in your life playing, and she'll have a random flag you've never heard of, and her name will be like Potafiga Skinatova.
You'll know who she is. I just can't remember her name. I've been watching. She's been playing a ton, but that Greek girl,
Sakkari.
Yeah, that shit. That's an insane. I can't even pay attention.
She is muscular.
Yeah, she's got.
She's ripped.
I mean, that's why she's fucking sick.
She's got a flair to her. I love Rybakina. Even though she's like 6'3", so like I have a hard time throwing that around.
Right.
But she'd be throwing me around.
Yeah, she'd be serving me around.
Something about Rybakina. I don't know. Her face is just so Russian. It's crazy. Like, she was born. When she was born, she was already like 19.
Right.
There's no way that girl had a childhood. She was just born 19.
That'd be sick if you were born. That would be dope. If you were born and you were just 18, so like you didn't have to go through all that weird shit.
Yeah, all that weird ass shit. I was telling somebody the other day about how I didn't like really talk in high school or do anything. And there was like, no way. No way. And I was like, yeah. Like, I did not have a social life in high school. I was just playing hockey. That's all I cared about. And it was weird, dude. It was weird. Because that's not how I am now. But yeah, it was a weird growing up, dude. Growing up is gay.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed that I was young at one point.
It is embarrassing.
It's kind of cringe.
You had to grow up.
Yeah, like I was like 14. I can't, like, if you're 14, I'm sorry, but that's a red flag.
What's the first memory right now in your head of being a kid?
When my brother was born.
Damn!
I got Dr. Pepper flavored chapstick that day.
Damn.
That's probably my earliest memory. I'm trying to think. I would have been like 5.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You remember that. What about like, off top of your head, boom, like, memory from middle school or high school, first one that comes to your head?
My first erection.
Nice.
Sixth.
Do you know when your first erection was?
Sixth grade history class.
Oh, it was in school.
Yeah. Well, my first, like, damn, raging, like, to the point where I thought an alien was going to pop out of my chest.
What'd you do? Like, how'd you?
I was like, fuck, I can't learn about the Capital Rush right now. I was just, like, sitting there.
The King of Prussia.
Yeah, I can't worry about, like, what Prussia is.
I have no idea what my first boner was. Probably in my sleep, but that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't know. I wish I did know. That's cool that you have that memory.
I have a very erective memory.
Nice.
Thanks.
I remember the first time I got top.
let's hear it.
Me and my uncle.
So I was in church.
No, I'm not going to say that story. Save that for the live show.
Everyone remembers. Yeah, but yeah, you should remember your first top for sure.
Yeah, I was drunk. Ah, no, I wasn't.
First hop drunk?
No, I wasn't. Thought I was. Wait, when the fuck?
It's a quarter after one.
It's weird thinking about that. Like, who did it? Yeah. Like, where are they now?
They should do where are they
where
now.
Where is that chick?
Yeah. you should hit up the first hop.
Canadian.
No, she's...
She's somewhere being nice to somebody, probably.
Yeah, or like working...
Probably a good person, actually. Yeah,
probably working in a farm, probably a good person.
Probably huge ass.
Yep. I read a thing that this woman in Kentucky won a $90,000 lottery thing, and she just quit her job.
After taxes, that's like $60K.
$90,000 is not even life changing anymore. Nothing. I don't care how poor you are; it really doesn't matter. $90,000 does not take you anywhere anymore.
Bro, I was just talking to Wes about this. In California, they raised the minimum wage to $20, and then like behind the government that did it, all these douchebags are behind, like cheering and celebrating. But what they don't understand is that the big companies, they're just gonna make up that money somewhere else, whether it's buying cheaper products or raising the prices of shit. That it doesn't work like that. Like, you don't raise minimum wage and then everything stays the same. So if you're the owner of a company and someone says, hey man, you have to pay your employees $20 now instead of $15, okay, then I'm gonna change the cheeseburgers from $3 to $8. Like, it's that, or whatever.
Right.
Whatever the math is on that.
It's funny, he actually texted me something about that too. He's like, I just got a coffee, like a normal ass coffee, and it was $7.
It's insane.
Like, yeah, that's what happens to you. I think these people should make more, but the problem, you can't just like, that's it. You gotta have some sort of plan. You can't just say, okay, these guys gotta pay more. Cause if you think these owners are gonna be like, oh, I'll just take less money then.
Exactly. It doesn't work like that. Crazy. There's never gonna be. But anyway, what was the first point you just? Oh, to raise a family, bro, you could be making $200,000 a year in California and you would struggle to raise a family with like wife and three kids in a good neighborhood. Like, you couldn't.
I don't
unless you're like in bumfuck California.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how.
I mean, like, where Wes is at.
I don't know how people have kids. I really don't. Like, it's such a financial absolute burden, especially now. It's just everything costs money, and you got to buy them iPads now.
I remember we were chirping that I was chirping this kid on this show. It had to be, like, 2019. He was bitching about his coffee, and I was like, dude, if you're, like, you just got to figure it out. Because coffee was still, like, $2, $2.50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like, bro, coffee's $7. Why?
A meal used to cost, a meal not that long ago was $7. Like, you could go to Chipotle and get a meal for under $8.
Really?
I remember.
What is it now? Like 12?
Yeah, now it's, yeah, now it's, if you're get, it's hard to keep a meal under 10. That's like, you're really, you, I don't know where you're going. I mean, that's gotta be like Jack in the Box, but even that's still hard. I like some of those, they're just not that cheap anymore.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's insane. It is. I don't know how you raise kids in a family now, unless, like, people are gonna think I'm arrogant for saying the $200K thing, but it's, I'm talking about California. It's true.
No, yeah, that's like nothing.
It's
in California.
Fucking crazy.
That's nothing and in California. That's you, like, that's like $60K anywhere else.
And you also don't have to have three kids, but so let's say regular family. Wife, two kids, your wife is like Pilates and all this shit. Like, how am I supposed to keep my wife happy with right. all with coffee going up? How am I supposed to keep her box wet?
That's the hardest thing about marriage.
That is the hardest thing. Spicing it up.
Spicy, that's such a funny way to, I think we need to spice things up in the bedroom.
Do you think it's
bring in a ton of peppers?
Bring in chili powder.
Do like the fucking LeBron with chili powder.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of weird shit about raising a family, dude. You got to be so selfless, too. Like, because then once you have a kid, you got to, unless you're like a bad dad, which I know all about, you got to, now your kid's more important than you.
That's the part I would have trouble with. Is putting my kid first, because I know you're supposed to do that, but I just wouldn't, I don't think I would.
And also, yeah, I know parents that are like that.
Yeah. And also, like, I get that it's your kid, so it's different. But I think I would have a hard time pretending, like, the shit he's doing as a kid is cool. Like, he jumps in the pool for the first time, and he swims, and that's sick for him. Like, probably the best feeling
Dad,
ever.
Look!
Dad, look, look, look. But in my head, I'm like, bro, I've seen Travis Pastrana jump out of a plane with no parachute on a dirt bike. And you want me to be impressed by you jumping in a pool? That's crazy. Like, I just, that's the way my mind works. Maybe it's going to be different, or maybe it would be different if I had a kid and it was my cum that made him. But, like, it's just, that's the part. It's like, whenever I see a kid doing shit, I'm like, okay, well, have you ever seen fucking Tony Hawk do a 980, whatever it's called, 900? What is it?
I think he did a 1080.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
1080p.
But yeah, you either got to fake it and be like, oh, cool, good job, Billy, or you got to have like unconditional love to where you actually do give a shit.
I think I could love my kid for sure. I don't know if it would be unconditional. Like, if my kid's a dickhead, I think I would be able to sense that.
It would be conditional.
And it would be, yeah, it would be very conditional. It definitely matters on the conditions.
Dude, having a kid that you don't like would suck, dude.
Because you're stuck with him.
I mean, you could abandon him and emancipate him.
What's emancipate mean?
It means, like, you're not legally responsible for your kid anymore.
How do you do that?
Just go to court, fill out some paperwork.
He's like, this kid sucks.
Yeah, no, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah, it's just not working out.
I shouldn't have named him fucking Ethan. This is what I get.
Ask, like, when your wife gives birth, ask the doctor for a receipt. Just in case I don't want to keep this fucker.
Actually, not a bad idea.
Can you email me that receipt? Yeah, it's actually, Andrew, blah, blah, blah.
You have to tip the guy that delivered the baby. Get away from my wife's pussy, by the way.
Your wife is, like, trying to hold the kid, and the doctor's right in his face with the tip screen. Be like, don't feel obligated.
Like the baby deliverer?
Yeah, the
guy. Ain't no male delivering my baby.
You don't think so?
Stay away from my... Yeah, no.
I don't think...
What if my wife is on the table, her legs are, like, honeymoon spread apart? Because I think they have to be like that.
Yeah, they got to be up in the air like they're in a time.
And what if, like, the guy's thumb, like, skims her clit or something?
I'm going to be real.
She likes it.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't think the visuals of childbirth, I think, would not want you to have sex with that particular pussy if you were the doctor.
Oh, it changed. Oh, the doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some sick freaks out there, dude.
Yeah. Like, I feel like unless that was your wife and your kid coming out, I feel like you would find that whole process very disgusting.
I'm going to be in the room, in the emergency room, when the babies come out, be like, hell yeah, that's my pussy.
Let's go.
Let's go, Tom Brady. The way he goes, let's go.
Let's fucking go. Dump Gatorade on my wife's head after she gives birth to my
That's cool.
My beautiful son.
You got to tweet that.
That would be cool as hell. Because she's doing all the fucking work. She's like the coach.
It's a lot of work, dude. She had to do a lot of work. They can't even smoke, drink, or eat sushi during that pregnancy, dude.
That's
like, unless they're down with risking, unless she's a gambling woman.
I would never tell my wife, though. I'd be like, if you want to smoke cigarettes, that's your choice.
That's your body.
And if our kid comes out a little wacky, that's...
A little wacky!
If your kid comes out with seven arms, like he's
you.
Like he's a Hindu god, then that's just whatever. That's just part of it. We roll with it.
All right, this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Use code WETJEANS at manscaped.com for 20% off. And I've said it every week, they have all your male grooming needs. And seriously, this is our favorite sponsor. They've been with us for like a long time now.
Manscaped, I bleed Manscaped. They ride with us.
Yeah, so if you need beard trimmers, pube trimmers, anything dude related that you need, Manscaped, code WETJEANS. I've never had a complaint about their products. They have so much more shit now than when we first started, too. Please use our code. It supports the show. If you're not coming out to the live shows, if you're not buying merch, if you're not subscribed to the Patreon for $3.99 a month, just use our fucking code at manscaped.com.
Got some beard oil here that smells beautiful, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to smell this again. I smelled it last episode, but
I have a weak sense of smell, too.
So do I.
I feel like it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I have good eyesight but bad smell. I don't know how my taste is.
I don't think any of my senses are that good except for my sense of style.
Oh.
Just kidding. But yeah, like I can't smell shit and I feel like my taste buds are pretty gone. I think my hearing's okay though.
My hearing sucks. Why you talk so loud? It's because I am not hearing right.
That's true. It would be like people that talk loud, it's probably like because they're hearing so bad. Because you know when you talk loud because you have headphones on?
That's my whole life.
You're constantly have headphones on.
That's like why. I don't know where along the lines though I got bad hearing. Like when, why?
I think your body just breaks down.
Well, also I think it was because I was like constantly skateboarding in my basement with music blaring.
Yeah, that could have
had
to
be it.
Also, I grew up eating. Do you ever like remember those granola bars? The Quaker ones, they were so loud in your ear when you mm-hmm. would chew them. I feel like that might be why I lost some of my hearing.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever happened to Quaker? Are they still around? Oats and...
I feel like that was the staple food when I was growing up. It was just the granola bar with the little chocolate chips in it.
Oh, remember the chewy bars?
Yeah.
So bad for you.
Like so bad for you.
Artificial bullshit in it. And there's like, oh, all natural s'mores chewy bar.
Oh, yeah, these are healthy. All natural.
Eat 9 of them.
I love buzzwords like that. Like when people say there's like essential oils in this. Okay, well, essential for what?
Yeah. It's crazy. Everything's bad for you.
Yeah.
I was in Sprouts yesterday and I was like doing that. So I don't know how to grocery shop still.
Right.
I just go up and down every aisle and grab whatever. And then the one thing that like girls are really good at is like they buy stuff with like purpose. Like they will buy the chicken, broccoli, and rice. Or that's such a dude meal.
But yeah, that's the most standard, like, I'm lazy shit meal.
Such a dude that, like, works out 5 times a week and just farts a lot. But, like, they'll buy things, like, that in their head, this is a meal, this is a meal,
right.
This is a meal. Yesterday, I swear to God, I bought white onions, diced up onions. I'll tell you what I bought. Avocados, diced up onions, lettuce, popcorn, granola, those bars, they're not granola bars, they're like protein bars that says the ingredients on the outside, like 2 egg bites, one blah, blah, blah.
What are they, like RX bars or something like that?
Yeah, I actually just like the way they taste. I don't give a shit about the health stuff. Water and Italian dressing. That was it.
Right.
Why did I buy the onions? I literally thought in my head when I was leaving, I walked out of the store, I go, wait, why did I get diced onions?
Yeah.
I don't have anything to make
just
that.
Just gonna
way.
Eat diced onions with a spoon. I've never left a grocery store and been like and not been like, fuck, I forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
That just don't have that dog. Like I don't have that grocery store awareness.
I don't either. Like I got what the fuck? I have like an ingredient. I have like 3 ingredients you can use in a salad, maybe, but nothing else.
Right.
I don't know. I wish I could just hire like a girl to grocery shop for me.
You can get a personal shopper. Or just doing Insta. Oh wait, no, that doesn't work. You still have to choose what you pick.
Yeah, but anyway, I was like just going through the aisles. And I just didn't know what to get. I was like, I don't know what to do anymore. But anyway, I was going through the aisles and I realized like everything is bad for you. Even in Sprouts, which is healthy.
No, they just a facade. They just say, they just use those buzzwords and put like leaves on the front of the, and make the packaging green. And people will be like, well, must be healthy.
They'll be like sun-dried pretzels with cheese in them, healthy.
Grain-free, chocolate-covered almonds, healthy.
Grain-free Kit Kat bars, healthy.
No MSG, no added preservatives. Fentanyl.
So how do we fix this though? Like, what can you fucking eat?
You just go outside and eat grass like a cow
on your hands and knees, naked.
We start doing that. How long do you think it would take if we went into a field and started eating grass like cows? How long it would take for someone to come over and start videotaping us?
It depends where you're at. Like, I don't even know where a patch of grass is here.
Oh right,
like State Farm Stadium on the turf. I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know. I don't know. Where grass is at here.
Yeah, that's true. We are in the
desert. A park?
Go to a park.
You would immediately get, like a mom with a baby in a stroller would call the cops right away.
Yeah. I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking about like how you probably don't wear wires anymore. Do the detectives get a massive bonus if they infiltrate like a organization or something? Like how is that worth it, that job?
I think it helps towards your promotion, maybe.
So you're going to put your life on the line to just make a little bit more, like, be the sheriff?
Yes. Yeah, it's a thankless job.
Have you seen Donnie Brasco?
No.
It's so good. You would like it.
You see Kaleidoscope?
It's on my list, actually.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to say the end of it, but there's, like, a it's just like, I like that'd be the most thankless job. Say you like you complete your mission or whatever, and then there's like, all right,
yeah, you don't get,
they just give you like a medal.
You don't get commission.
That's fucked
for
up.
For shit. It, could you imagine if cops got commissioned? You get everyone would be getting pulled over, not just black people.
That'd be so. That's so true. Yeah, that's true.
Like they would be all over your ass.
Like every time. Every time you did something, like, yeah, that's actually so. That's good that they don't make commission.
Thank
on that.
God.
Well, on that, they shouldn't make commission. But, like, the detective, I don't know. I feel like that's. If I was a detective going undercover and I started seeing all this, all these drugs and all this money being pushed around, I'd be like, wait, why am I on the cop side of this? Let me get in on. I'd be like, yo, by the way, I've been undercover this whole time, but I'm so in on this shit. Like, I'm going to start feeding you guys so much information about, like.
That
the,
happens.
Yeah, that's what I would. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Honestly, I don't understand how that doesn't happen every single time. If I was hanging out with like gangsters and they were doing like cool ass shit, like doing blow and like partying all the time,
hot chicks, and chicks love drug dealers.
Yeah, and then I go, and then like when I'm off the clock, I go home to my boring ass like 2-bedroom house. I gotta and I watch like Young Sheldon on TV with my kids. I'd be like, I'd be jonesing for the drugging mob lifestyle.
I mean, yeah, if I was an undercover cop, I would just be a type of one that like goes under hot girls' covers.
Yeah, that but, would be...
Hold on, I'm undercover.
It would almost be worth becoming a cop just to say that to a girl after you get under her covers.
Or if you're like at the Fat Ox bar and you're like, oh, what do you do? It's just like, oh, I'm undercover cop. I want to... Maybe I can come over under your covers.
That'd be nice. Write that down for later.
That reminded me of a scene in Wolf of Wall Street where the FBI agent comes on his boat. And he, like, sneaky kinds of bribes him. He's like, oh, you're going home. You're sitting on the subway with your balls all sweaty.
Right.
Blah, blah. And the guy goes, you just try to bribe me? And he's like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't, blah, blah. But he, like, tells the guy, like, you live a shit life. Like, why don't you come over here with daddy?
Yeah.
Where the money be at?
That's probably what makes cops want to get criminals so much is that the fact that these criminals are making, like, quadruple what they'll ever make.
Oh, the best cops are jealous cops.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta be a little you gotta be jealous. You can't be one that like you gotta. Yeah, that's so true. You gotta be like that cop. You can't be a cop like me who would be like 2 hours into my sting operation and I'm doing blow with the gangsters.
I would have so much fun.
Yeah, I would just be. I would be pretending like I'd be telling the. My like my the sheriff that I report to being like, yeah, I still need more time. I'd be like, it's been 7 years, and you've been in Miami for the last fucking 6 months.
At that point, you have, like, the most wild double life. I mean, dude, it's crazy. That happens all the time. As we speak right now, it's weird to think that there's dirty cops.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool, though.
I would
like,
be
shout out to dirty cops.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I can't say you're an asshole for being a dirty cop, because I know I would be a dirty cop. That's why I don't become a cop, because I know I would. It's you're not getting paid a lot. And you're dealing with people, and the people you're going after trying to get in trouble are getting paid way more than you.
Yeah.
Which would be tough.
Yeah, it would be, yeah, I mean, so worst. First of all, the Diamondbacks have a game at home right now. That's so sick. We should have went to that. Midday matinee on a Wednesday, dude. Baseball is fucking rocks.
Against the Yanks.
Damn!
The big boys in pinstraps.
I'm not a Yankees fan, but. Man, baseball just fucking, it's always on.
I went to opening day. They scored 14 runs in the second inning.
I saw that. You have the over?
No, I didn't bet.
Oh, that would have been so sick.
It would have been the nicest over ever. I was just like, I'm going to go to this game, and I'm not going to bet the over just in case it's a dud, and I, like, sometimes, yeah.
It was 14 runs in one fucking inning. I saw that, actually.
That's why I love baseball, though.
Yeah, baseball fucking, dude, baseball in person rocks, too. Like, yeah. It's just, like, so pure.
Just sit there and just fucking get absolutely belligerated.
Yeah, and just watch. The crowd is really funny.
Yeah.
The crowd is always entertaining baseball. Like, you have the families and the kids and...
Eating the absolute most grotesque food you've ever seen.
Eating, dude.
I like, seeing kids eating cotton candy and just eating dogs.
What do you think the most amount of calories ever has been consumed during a baseball game by somebody? I bet you it's north of 10,000.
I bet it's
in one game.
Yes, I bet it is. There are some fat motherfuckers in this country.
Fat fucks.
And those the food, you can't get one thing. I would say 10,000 calories is probably only like 5 things. Like at a baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what you get. Chili cheese dog things and
like a
Coke
and a helmet full of ice cream sundae, that right there is at least 1,000.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure someone hit the 10,000 mark.
Yeah. I feel like if I was stoned, I could probably do it.
Yeah, probably.
Just eat. That would be pretty fun. Go to a baseball game, just stoned out of your mind, and just get like the all. Some baseball stadiums have like the all you can eat passes.
They do.
Yeah, I didn't know that. There's one in, I think it's not the Marlins. I don't. But there's a $52 all you can eat. They're all called all you can eat seats.
That's crazy. You just go to the all game and eat.
Seats. I'm not gonna eat these seats.
What's the deal?
What's the all you can eat seat?
That's crazy. I didn't know that was a promotion.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
We are a country full of fat people.
We are really fat as fuck. What is that?
I don't know. How long do you think it would take you if you bought a jackhammer on your own and just started going out in the street and just started ripping the roads up? How long it would take for someone to be like, you have all your construction shit on and you're just going, you have a jackhammer and you're just drilling into the middle of the street. And I wonder how long it would take for someone to be like, yo, what's going, like,
I bet you can do that for a while.
Because no one's going to walk up to a construction person and be like, what are you doing?
Right.
I bet you could do it for over a day.
Oh, I bet you could do it for months.
Yeah, and no one would be like, hey, like, do you have, like, a license?
In different areas, though.
And you're just, like, people are starting to slowly realize that you're not repairing any of the damage that you're doing.
You're just digging up the road.
Just going, like, jackhammering fucking the roads. Like, it's you just fucked up the road, and then you just leave.
How much trouble could you get in? Like, what, you're tearing up the streets with a jackhammer.
Like, I wonder what crime that would fall under.
Probably disturbing the peace.
Or, like, destruction of private property.
Yeah. Something,
you know,
like that.
You know what I was actually thinking about?
Stolen
that?
Stolen valor of a construction.
Stolen valor of a... You know, we should get super, like, angry about that. Like, who cares if you steal, like, a soldier's stolen valor? Do not do a construction worker.
No.
I was thinking about this. Can you get pulled... So, like, you know how some parking lots have stop signs in it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get pulled over if you run one of those? Or is that private property? Because, like, Target owns this parking lot. They don't have a cop, but there's sometimes there's cops. Like, if I ran right through a stop sign in a Target parking lot, I feel like a cop couldn't pull me over.
I don't know. You should try it. There's, like, only one way to find out.
Like, those stop signs, I don't think actually have any merit.
Mm.
I think they're just for because they know people will stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they could do that. I mean, I don't see any cops patrolling parking lots.
Right.
So if one happened to see you?
If I just started, like, speeding in a parking lot, I feel like, who can arrest you?
No one.
It's like speeding in your own driveway.
Yeah, no one could do that. Do you remember mini bikes?
Yeah, I used to have them.
Yeah, I used to have a mini bike, too. Those things were fucking crazy.
I don't really understand like, now that I'm older, I don't really understand what the draw was. Just, like, super uncomfortable bike.
Just sitting on a tiny-ass bike that's motorized. Like, it's fucking nuts.
They're sick.
Are they still a thing? I was just thinking about motorbiking through stop signs and shit.
I saw someone on a Ripstick the other day. I was like, damn, you don't see those anymore.
Oh, yeah, you don't. Oh, it's called the pocket bike.
Oh, right. I used to
have one of those.
I used to have one, too.
Damn, these boys are fucking 355 now?
We should get these. Joseph Biden. That's crazy. There's no way those bikes should be $350.
Look at these little fuckers. Home Depot has them. We should get these and rip around.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Extreme Power US High Performance Mini Motorcycle for kids.
My neighbor used to have one. I used to rip down our street on it.
Yeah, that is fucking hard as hell.
Shout out Griffin Connor.
Shout out Big Griff Dog.
Big Griff.
Big Griffy. Ken Griff.
Ken Griffy.
Whatever happened with Ohtani? Is he playing?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think they're just still investigating.
I don't like a good investigation to get the boys going. But all right, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in. Wait, how much time are you at?
Thank you. We have a hour and 10.
Wow.
Hour and 19, actually.
Damn. That one went fast.
Yeah, that one did go fast. Go Fast by OGZ and El Cardeon.
Shout out OGZ, friend of the pod.
OGZ is a friend of the pod. OGZ, get us backstage.
That'd be sick.
He just dropped a new song.
What's it called?
It's called, it's called Yacht Master.
Nice.
Hey, yo! He goes, I'm about to call up all my hoes up. Can we collaborate? And then he goes, oh, Jeezy, what that mean? Please elaborate, or something like that.
I like that.
He goes, I want to make a porno. I don't masturbate.
That's actually fun. I like that line.
Yeah. I want to make a rap song.
We should make one.
Just say the whack is the craziest shit on it.
Say the N-word in it.
All right, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in.
Never mind. This will come out after your trip. So we're going to have to talk about your trip after.
The week after.
Do you have any like merch you're wearing? Like specific? You're wearing your watch, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be bricked up. I bought a WWE jersey.
That is sick.
It's fucking sick. I better fit me. It comes in today.
What kind? Is it like a baseball jersey or
it's
hockey?
It's a hockey jersey that has broken hearts over it. It's HB Shawn Michaels. You should see Jamie's jacket. You want to hear this? You want to hear the slew foot of the century? Corey was trying to get this Ric Flair jacket. It's so sick. They didn't have his size. So he's with Jamie. Jamie goes, can you grab my wallet real quick? Jamie gives him his wallet. Jamie buys it right under him.
No way.
Yeah, like, because they didn't have Corey's size, so Jamie just because Jamie's in his heel era.
So, oh, yeah, is so, he?
Yeah, it's very heel of him.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. All right.
Damn, dude. Yeah, it's going to be a fucking trip.
You should come.
I just can't, dude. I just can't.
It's the biggest mania ever.
Hold on, what do flights look like?
we already have the B&B. You'd have to get a Mania ticket though, because the Rock is going to be wrestling night one, which is crazy. His entrance is sick. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the best Mania to ever exist. Maybe since WrestleMania 20 at MSG.
Oh wait, what day is it?
It's Wednesday.
Oh okay.
I'm flying to Mara. Rooney Mara.
700 round trip economy.
That's actually not even that much more than what I had to pay. Everybody's
going. How much are Mania tickets? Everyone's going to be there?
Everyone's going to be there. If anyone who's anyone is going to be at WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
What's the weather? Did you look?
I think it's going to be like 50s. 50s to 6.
Sunny though?
Might be overcast on Saturday, and then it might be, as long as it doesn't rain, I really don't give a fuck, because it is outside.
What level are you guys on?
Twos, I believe.
$500 minimum.
For the ticket?
Mm-hmm.
For an individual night?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
What?
To see The Rock? Come on. Countries go to war over trying to see The Rock.
Hold on, I want to see the highest.
Oh, it'd be those ring sads. Oh, and those are going to be ringside resales to see The Rock, like... Now would be the most expensive time to buy because the story's built up so well.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. No. The two-day pass is... Oh, no. Yeah.
Is a two-day pass more... It looks.
There's a $500 two-day pass, but you're in the absolute boonies upstairs.
Yeah, you got to be at least... If you're going to go, you got to... If you would go across the country, you got to at least have good tickets.
There's a ticket for $5,900.
Come on, do it.
What am I, in the ring?
Oh my god, being on the floor near the ring would be fucking... Eventually I will do that, for sure.
Dude, eventually we need to get a suite.
Yeah, we do. That would be so fun. We need a huge-ass crew. And we need someone that's on the ground floor. Like, I think you need someone that like has some connection.
I mean, dude, the only reason I didn't go to this is because I was supposed to be in Calgary again, and then it was just like too quick of a turnaround time. Like, it just didn't work out.
Try to get Wes on the horn, buy a couple tickets. Bo's back from Europe.
Should I put them in a group and be like, guys, hear me out.
Guys, hear me out. The Rock is main eventing Saturday night, night one. It's going to be an awesome time. And it would be so much better if you guys came, because we'd have a huge-ass crew in Philly. The greatest city on the earth.
Hold on. Let's put them in a group chat.
Our B&B will be fucking packed, but it would still be funny as fuck.
I mean, we can get like a... hotel or something.
I wouldn't care. I really wouldn't care. It'd be so fun.
So what kind of Airbnb? I know we're dragging this out, but what kind of Airbnbs are... I think we're at an hour and 24.
Holy shit.
What kind of Airbnbs are in Philly? Are you in a condo in a high-rise? Are you outskirts? Like, with a house? Like, what?
I think it's a condo. It's like an apartment or condo sort of thing. I can't remember, actually. Corey booked it. I'm in a hotel tomorrow night, and then I'm meeting... Then when they get into Philly, I'm going to their...
Oh, yeah. You're going early. Going sightseeing. You know, whack chicks?
Yeah, probably.
You going early with a bunch of hot chicks?
I'm gonna touch down. I'm gonna meet up with some. I'll find something to
15
do.
15 girls.
Just a ton of girls. They're gonna be waiting at the gate. Oh my god, Andy, you're so cute.
It's Andy.
Funny,
it's
cool.
Andy.
It's Andy. It's Andy.
Andy. Andy. Andy,
I love you.
Me.
Please.
Andy.
Please.
Please.
Please. What?
No answer yet. I'm getting a little nervous. 1 minute.
All right.
Fuck. Bo just said I can't.
Coward. You could convince Wes, I think. You know, Wes might be kind of... I can't believe he's not coming. That's like kind of makes me sick to my stomach, to be honest with you.
Yeah, dude. Why isn't he coming?
It makes
What
me,
is that about?
I think it's just because he... I don't know. It makes
Work?
Me sick. I think and he just booked his Tomorrowland shit. It just makes me sick.
That's a guy that I thought would be there.
Yeah, it makes... It kind of like pulls the rug out from under you when people stop going to WrestleMania.
Dude, I just...
I mean, you kind of have an... Yeah.
I just spent so much money in the past 3 months. I just...
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. And also, you're not like...
I mean, I like WrestleMania. I literally thought I would be there this year, for sure.
Yeah.
Bo said he has to stay at his house with my sister. I don't know if he wants to be saying this.
Oh, you're right. I forgot we're still recording.
All right, Bo definitely can't.
All right, Wes, come on.
Wes, answer.
All right.
I'm really shocked that Wes can't go.
Peter can't go. Yeah. It's going to be fucking sick. There's a ladder match, too. First night. I think it's the opening match.
Holy shit. Oh, dude. Now I have, like, the biggest FOMO.
You got to get Wes. All right. I forgot. I keep forgetting we're still recording.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a wonderful week.
All right. Bye.